Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alrighty, hour number two. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Tiki and Tierney. CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 206. Bad news. Well, good news, bad news, actually. Good news, bad news for you. Good news, bad news in the world of the NFL here. By the way, I just saw an interesting tweet that I'm going to lay on you guys in a minute regarding Odell Beckham Jr.
OBJ.
But here's the good news, bad news. The good news is if your team hasn't signed any free agents yet, there's still time.
Yes.
Bad news is all the good free agents are just about gone.
They're all gone.
With the exception of Le'Veon Bell. Roger Saffold just signed. He left, so offensive linemen are being scooped up now. There's all sorts of movement, all sorts of rumblings. Let me read this real quick. This has been a theme on our show. And this is, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. is polarizing for every reason. Mm-hmm. How about this tweet from Field Yates? Field's with ESPN still. All right. And he said, via at Josina Anderson, who seems to have everything on lockdown. She's good.
She really is.
She's good.
She knows all the guys. She hangs out with them, gets to know them.
She's good. Via at Josina Anderson on NFL Live. There's an AFC North team that as recently as today continues to inquire on Odell Beckham Jr.'s availability, and discussions have remained ongoing.
Got to be the Browns.
So this might be the first hint that the Giants are actually getting ready to volley back.
Right? It's got to be the Browns.
I would have to think it would be. Bengals aren't spending that money, and Bengals are nowhere ready to win.
Nope.
The Steelers, you were crunching numbers during the break. Steelers are paralyzed in terms of what they could do with the cap,
looking
right?
Looking at the cap situations right now, the Pittsburgh Steelers only have $16 million in cap space. If they bring Odell Beckham, his $16 million salary butts them up against the cap. So it doesn't make a ton of sense. And for the Giants, it wouldn't even make a ton of sense because they'd accelerate $16 million of his prorated, still to be prorated signing bonus back to their cap. They still have some room, but the Steelers are in a much dire situation. If there's an AFC North team, the Browns have $69 million in cap space. The Bengals have 47.
Man, they're not going to spend.
They're not going to do it. And Baltimore is at 31, but Baltimore is releasing a lot of these older guys. So I'm saying this is the Browns. If they're speculating and not saying who it is, I think it's the Browns.
The other thing I want to get this in. This is probably not. You're not going to really discuss this, but this needs to be said. This needs to be acknowledged. Very classy move on the part of the Steelers. So the Steelers are keeping Ryan Shazier and leaving him on the reserve, physically unable to perform this for the 2019 season, which means they're going to pay him for the 2019 season and provide him with his regular medical insurance.
Oh, that's great.
And for a team that's strapped for cash, not that I don't know how you would possibly not do that, but the fact that they are doing that, wanted to acknowledge a classy organization. Good job by the Steelers. And obviously, we're always rooting for Ryan Shazier. We were all left shaken when we saw that. You know, it was a primetime game. I mean, that was frightening stuff.
Looked benign and then didn't get up.
It looked benign until it wasn't, but he's making progress.
He is.
He's making progress, which is great for him.
Should not be playing again, but hey.
Oh, he's not good. I'm not. Who am I to say?
He keeps talking about it. That's all I'm saying.
I know. Who am I to say, and who are you to say? Not that you are, but that he can't or that he shouldn't. If he wills himself back to the football field, I wouldn't want my son to do that, given what he's gone through. But that would be incredible.
Agreed.
After what he looked like at draft night when he went up to the podium and, you know, he took some meaningful steps but looked like he was so far removed from being a pro football player. If that's what he does, he'll get the standing ovation he deserves.
Agreed.
How about this, Teak? 15 of the last 16 years, there's been a worst to first in the NFL.
Right.
All right? And just going through the candidates, my Jets, of course, were bottom dwellers this past year in the East of the AFC. The Bengals were 6-10. Jaguars were 5-11. The Raiders were 4-12. So that's the AFC. Tiki's Giants in the NFC East. The Lions were 6-10. They were a half a game worse because the Packers had the tie there. So it would be the Lions. The Buccaneers at 5-11. And the Cardinals, who just signed T. Suggs to a one-year deal. I guess T. Suggs wants to go home. You got to respect that. But, okay, Cardinals are 3-13. Kyler Murray's coming pretty soon, you would think. And maybe David Johnson gets going again. who's the main candidate here? We know what teams that were bad last year. We kind of know most of their offseason plans, what they've done so far. What jumps out to you?
I'm going to say the Raiders. But
I can't say that in that division.
That's the reason why I would not. But maybe it's the Bucs. Maybe.
That I can entertain. I can look at that. I could entertain that. Yeah. You know, Cam shoulder. Yep. Drew's getting old.
Yep.
You know, Falcons were that good last year. They mixed up the staff.
They got to figure out their defense. You know, otherwise, the Bucs put up a ton of yardage last year, whether it was Ryan Fitzpatrick or Jameis Winston at the helm. They put up a ton of yards. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't figure out how to win games because Jameis was turning the rock over too much, especially in the red zone. My early guess, I would say the Bucs.
The Bucs.
They're going to be the one that has the potential to turn it around.
Okay, you wouldn't say that if Bruce wasn't there. A lot of that is your faith in Bruce to get Jameis going.
That's exactly right. It's my faith in Bruce to get Jameis to not make stupid mistakes.
Yeah.
Because it's a stupid mistake.
Yeah, I shouldn't say get the offense going. To your point, they scored a lot of points.
You're right.
They move the ball.
He just makes bad calculated risks.
Mm-hmm. DeSean Jackson's gone. Humphrey is gone. He left via free agency.
But they still got Chris Godwin, and obviously
Mike Evans their weapons. Is there.
They got two really good tight ends.
No doubt about it.
O.J. Howard.
O.J. So Howard.
They have weapons offensively.
100%. All right, let me start with the teams that I would never nominate for this type of ascension.
Skins.
I'm with the Cardinals.
Skins, no.
There's not with the Rams there. The Lions have made some interesting moves. I'm going to put the Lions in a little bit of a separate file as a possible team that, and I'm almost down on that.
Why are you holding reservations? Because of Patricia?
If the Bears get Le'Veon Bell?
It hasn't happened yet. So we got to base it on things that have happened.
The Packers just added three of the top 30 free agents on the board, defensive players. Rodgers is healthy.
Yeah.
You would think that Kirk Cousins will be a little bit better with Minnesota. It's a tough division.
Here's the thing.
And they're still the Lions.
If the Packers go from worst to first, I mean, it's kind of unfair because you still got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but they wouldn't go because they had a better winning percentage because they tied a game. Winning percentage was 406.
Right.
The Lions were 376.
Effectively worse. They were there.
Yeah.
They were bad.
Uh-huh. Giants have no shot of going worse than first. The Giants, I don't know what they're... Unless they did something really creative with Odell.
I would pump the brakes on that one.
All right, let's hear it, Mr. Giant. What do you got? I don't see it.
Well, hold on. If they trade Odell, then I'm going to say no.
But what if they get back a hole and they hit some home runs in the draft? They're picking.
But it would be mostly
picking sixth.
It'd be for the future. It wouldn't be for right now.
That's why I said I would not pick the Giants for now. Yeah.
If Odell is there and their old line is more stable, and they've upgraded it to an extent,
mm-hmm.
Odell stays healthy and is the game breaker because Saquon. Is now, a super stud.
Look at the battle ropes, by the way.
Exactly. That's BT over there on the left.
Yeah, started doing those. Hard as hell.
And Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram. Like, offensively, I could see the Giants getting there. My reservation is defensive.
100%.
Because they've shipped guys out. They started doing this before the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Last year, they were shipping guys out.
Snacks Harrison, yep. Eli Apple, Landon Collins is now gone.
Landon Collins is not there. They got to rebuild.
Olivier Vernon.
Olivia Vernon's gone. Maybe they can outscore people. It'd be a wishful thinking, BT. Wishful thinking.
Eli's still going to be the quarterback?
Yeah.
I'm not going to vote for the Giants.
Kind of like, I don't know.
Dallas is going to be good. Dallas is good. I think the Eagles will be better.
But they did lose Cole Beasley.
Lost Cole Beasley. Went to the Bills, right?
He did.
Bills have made some interesting moves. Nothing, eye-popping, but they've solidified their team a little bit. Listen, the Raiders makes a lot of sense. In terms of this worst to first possible ascension, the Jaguars, I'm sorry. I really like Nick Foles. I respect Nick Foles. Throws a good deep ball. He seems to play better when the stage is bigger. Kind of like Eli. I mean, Eli has that about him as well. When the game's a little bit bigger, Eli generally shines. I get that. But Nick Foles, to me, is just – he's not – why are you giving this guy $50 million guaranteed?
Because it's the going rate for quarterbacks. It just is what it is.
I guess,
man.
But that doesn't mean he's going to win you 10 games he's going to win
you. But think about it, BT. It's 2 years. It's only 2 years. $50 million guaranteed is basically 2 years guaranteed.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
it's trying to take advantage of a defense that's still good. They just got to play a lot more discipline than they did at points last year because they looked lost in some of those games.
But you know what?
Year.
They're losing guys. Calais Campbell's getting older.
Agreed. What's his name?
Fowler's with the Rams. Signed up again
Malik
there.
Malik Jackson left.
So. Malik Jackson is gone.
Yeah.
He signed up. I mean, suddenly you look at that defense. It's not what it was. Boye's good.
It's not as deep as it was.
Ramsey's good. Yeah. Ramsey's great. Boye's really good. Yeah, you have certainly some pieces there. Ngakoue. But I don't know. I don't want to say I'm not a Nick Foles guy. Because, I hate when you have to always preface, I respect him, he's a good... I say that because I truly do.
He won a Super Bowl and was Super Bowl MVP.
And I want to give the guys proper props here, but I just don't see Nick Foles...
Took them on a run last year at the end of the season, got them, right there. I mean, come on.
I just don't see a September through January guy. That's more specifically, that's my criticism.
He's a November through February guy.
Yeah. That's what his resume kind of says.
That's where he shines.
Which isn't a bad place to shine, by the way. It's better than shining from September to Thanksgiving and then fizzle. I'd rather take that because that's going to get you paid eventually.
Yeah, I hear you.
Are the Pats ready? Nah, the Pats have 12 or 13 picks.
So who are you going with? Who's your team? I'm saying Bucks. And again, this is a biased pick for me because I'm basically fan with
the Patriots. I hate to be...
redundant.
I might say the Bucks as well.
Yeah.
There's just a dearth of other options. Not that the other teams that were basement dwellers didn't, in theory, significantly get better.
But their divisions are...
But the divisions, they're just not... I don't think they're ready to crack that. Mm-hmm. And the Bucks is the one... You look at Drew Brees' age. Mm-hmm. Ingram is going to be
gone. By the
way,
they beat him last year at the beginning of the season.
That's true. With Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It was Ryan Fitzpatrick. But they beat him. They outscored him. That's saying
fair.
Something.
That's fair.
You outscore the New Orleans Saints... in their place, that's saying something.
That's fair. Tevin Coleman's going to be gone. He'll sign us from now. I'm going to the Falcons, obviously. And I'm a Matt Ryan fan more so than most. But their defense, they gave up 423 points. I mean, they had a negative point differential. They scored 9 points fewer than they actually scored. How does that happen with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones and Ridley, who had a great rookie year, and all these? I mean, Sanu. That can't happen.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so. I will reluctantly say the Bucks with an eye on the next day or so of free agency. Let me tell you this. If the Jets get Le'Veon Bell, I have to throw the Jets in the conversation. If the Jets get Le'Veon Bell and they draft Quinnen Williams or Josh Allen and whomever it is, and if that guy turns out to be the star most people think that they're going to be, put my Jets in the mix here.
I hear you.
I just want to let everybody know that the Jets are slowly awakening.
It just hasn't happened yet.
Can you imagine if Mosley
Barr
said,
backed out on you.
Can you imagine if Mosley said, I changed my mind?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. Can you imagine if Durant does that to me this summer? Durant actually, he's coming, and he said, I changed my mind. I'm going back to Golden State.
I saw James Dolan interacting with the fans. Yeah. I don't want to be a part of that. I'm out.
Exactly. All right, inbounds, out of bounds coming up next. We've got football at the 40s, 1-855-212-4227. If you want to jump in on the free agent conversation or trace back to the Westbrook conversation, Teague and I had to start the show. Inbounds, out of bounds next right here on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network.
Do you have frequent heartburn, like the kind of heartburn where you stash antacids everywhere? You feel like you got to have those chalky tablets for whenever heartburn strikes. If that's you, you do know that there's an easier way to deal with heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. With Prilosec OTC, you can actually just not get heartburn in the first place. No more stashing antacids. Try Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227. It's brought to you by GEICO. Great news for you. Quick way to save money. Just switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. If Mike Bray's Irish aren't careful, Georgia Tech's going to mess around and come back and win this game.
Dude, they scored.
They were down by 20-something.
Yeah,
by like
they scored 52 points in the first half, Notre Dame did. They've only scored 20 in the second. Now it's a minute left. It's a 6-point game.
Yeah. Hence the 3-15 mark by the Irish in the conference. There's a reason why this lead has dwindled away. But obviously, it's the best time of the year in terms of hoops. We've got the top four double buy-in. Tiki's Cavs, one of them, along with Carolina, Florida State, and, of course, Duke. Mm-hmm. So the ACC tournament's underway. I'll be doing the Big East tomorrow. That starts. And everything else. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, Teek and I will be all over it. And we will be at the Final Four in Minneapolis, as we always are. We'll be doing a couple of the shows the Thursday and Friday before the national semifinal at the Convention Center. A little Radio Row 4. It's going to be great.
Three-point game.
Is it a three-point game? You going to shoot some hoops for me? Remember that video?
Yes.
That ridiculous contraption.
What was that? It's like a give-back thing.
Oh, it wasn't. You know, they have like these metal, like you shoot a free throw, and it just kind of funnels back to
you.
This was, it actually passed. It was like electronic.
But it didn't matter if you missed it or made it.
It didn't matter.
It came back to you, which is the key.
I hope that thing's waiting for me.
If you miss, it's one thing if you make it and it shoots it back to you.
Yeah.
If you miss and you're like, then you got to chase it down all the way across the other side of the court.
Takes away the fun.
It does.
All right. Inbounds, out of bounds. Here we go, D-Cell. Bang it out. Let's go.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
Okay, here we go, guys. Now, as we discussed at length yesterday, the Steelers traded the best receiver in football, Antonio Brown, Mr. Big Chest, to the Raiders. Got a third to fifth round pick back, number 66 and 142. Respectively. However, some reports say that the Steelers turned down an offer from the rival Patriots for a second and a fourth rounder, which would be, so rather than 66 and 142, it would have been, reportedly, if this is accurate, 56 and 135. It's a big difference.
Yes.
While some have refuted the report, teams turning down better trade offers to keep a player away from a rival is in or out.
I'm going to say inbounds here, BT, because at the end of the day, if you trade a guy to your rival who you anticipate seeing in an important game of the season, the extra motivation is going to come back and haunt you. And so I'm okay with the Steelers saying anyone else other than the New England Patriots. It's no different than Kawhi Leonard being traded to another country.
Kawhi. Yeah. So you're going to say?
I'm going to say inbound.
So you're going to say inbound on this, huh?
It's okay.
You know, it's funny. I've hung my hat on this for a long time. I've never changed. A lot of things, you know, you do radio for a long time, you kind of evolve, and maybe you see things a little differently. Mm-hmm. Maybe you circle back, kind of tweak an opinion. I've never tweaked my opinion on this. I am steadfast in my belief that you worry about your own team.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, whatever the fallout is, whether it's perceptually from the fans, whether it is on the field, then obviously that could come back to bite you. I am in the business of doing what's best for my franchise. Now, you know, sentimentality drives a lot of decisions, and this would cause an uproar because, think about it, think who's always knocking the Steelers out of where they want to go. The Pats.
Yep.
This will make it easier. But if there's one sport where I think you can really do this freely, it's football. I mean, it's just, there's too many injuries, too many unknowns, too many bad bounces, too many bad calls, too many shattered knees and ruptured Achilles. I think this is a bad move on the part of the Steelers. I get this one a little more than most, but this is my universal law. I'm not backing down. You got to worry about your own team first. And if you could have gotten more from the Pats, I think you should have done it.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Teek, the Raptors lost to the lowly Cavs last night, 126-101. The frustration is beginning to get to big man Serge Ibaka. He was battling with Marquise Chris for a loose ball. This got ugly.
Yeah, it did.
And Ibaka grabbed Chris around the throat, drove him to the backboard, that like the rubberized part of the rim there, prompting Chris to throw a punch, and Ibaka returning the favor with a punch of his own.
Mm.
NBA players who throw a punch should always get suspended, even if it's in self-defense, like it appeared to be with Chris.
I'm going to say inbounds, BT. You can't go, you know, retaliating every time, even though this was a bad one. But still.
Yeah.
You got to defend yourself, but it is what it is. You take the suspension. You throw the punch if you need to. Take the suspension. But, yes, they can't start qualifying what's a justifiable punch and what's not.
I agree with you on this. I think if you have anything but a universal rule, very similar, although they've actually tweaked this aspect, the universal rule about leaving the bench.
Yes.
Maybe this is where they need to have common sense, and maybe this is where they need to give the person being attacked a little wiggle room to protect themselves. I'm going to still say inbounds, but you know, if you're getting attacked and the only recourse is to throw a punch to free yourself up and get out of harm's way, you got to do what you got to do to protect your own face, and you got to take a little hit in the pocket, you know, and obviously
get suspended. What the heck was wrong with Serge Ibaka?
I don't know.
I mean, that seemed like, I'm sure there was dialogue that happened there.
I'm sure.
But Chris was walking away.
Yeah.
Not like he was in his grill.
No.
That was weird,
The disparity in strength was pretty evident, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Serge just threw him back a good 7-8 feet, and Chris was hanging off for dear life.
Right.
So I'm going to say in bounds, but, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Are you in or are you out?
Now batting for the New York Mets, Tim Tebow. All right, the Tim Tebow experience. Going to have to wait a little longer for the former quarterback to make his major league debut. The Mets sent Tebow down to start the season in AAA. Here's what he's been doing. 267, 15 at-bats this spring, and he was 273 with six bombs and an OPS of nearly 750 at AA Binghamton a year ago, which really is amazing when you factor in his layoff from a sport that is all about repetition. Those numbers are nothing short of amazing. Tebow was a two-time national champ at Florida, the first ever to win the Heisman, and a first-round pick in the NFL somehow. In or out, if Tebow were to make the majors, it would be his most impressive accomplishment of his sporting career.
I'm going to say inbounds here, BT. He's doing nothing but getting better. He started as he was the under 200, batting 194. Then he started batting 226. And now he's batting 276 in spring training. Look, he's the more he does it, the better he gets. And if he messes around and makes the team at 30, come on. I understand that he was amazing, won as a backup a national championship, but then as a starter after he won the Heisman Trophy, won a national championship. Dude, he was amazing as a football player. But that was natural to him, right?
Yeah.
Hitting a baseball is not natural to someone who hasn't done it for 15 years, BT. Come on, you know this.
Trust me, I'm squinting my eyes when Colton's throwing me wiffle balls.
You're like,
he's, he's only four.
You're like, duck
it. Where's that go? Is it a tight spin or is it a slider? What is that? I don't know.
And it's diving into the strike zone and you're ducking and falling on the ground.
Tim Tebow, he's so far beyond being a punchline.
There's no doubt about
it. He's a viable minor league player.
BT, it's almost divine the way things happen for him. Seriously.
Let's face it.
Right?
St. Timmy.
I'm telling you.
I mean, he's touched by both hands of God.
Didn't it feel like every minor league start that he had when he would go to a new team, he's banging
home
a home run.
First pitch, first at bat.
You guys grooving these for him?
It's incredible. No, I don't think that they are. But my answer is out of bounds. My answer is out of bounds because I still believe, and a lot of this is some of the finer points of the game, like you watch his routes in the outfield. No. Watch him go after a fly ball in the outfield.
Okay, but
to say that his route is circuitous is being kind.
But BT,
it's horrific.
But if he makes it, then that means he's worked on it.
No, hear me out, though. This is why we really disagree on this.
Go ahead.
Watch him throw a ball. It looks worse than him throwing a spiral. We're trying to throw a spiral. I think his best accomplishment was winning a playoff game and throwing an 80-yard touchdown on the first play of sudden death to beat the Steelers.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, his number one accomplishment. When everybody said he was a bum and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, but that was football. He'd been doing it his whole life.
I understand that. But why I can't, and I know what you mean, but where you and I differ right now is that I believe that the call-up will be less on merit and more about money by the Mets. And at that point, I've got to have the separation. Because the way he throws, the way he catches a ball, he is nowhere near a major leaguer, and he never will be. That he cannot improve upon enough.
32, Tim Tebow, all-star.
I mean, nothing would surprise me with him, I guess. But
yeah, right.
The Mets are hungry for some money, and I believe a lot of the motivation, if he ever makes the bigs, will be almost all about money.
You're right, and I got to be honest, I might actually go try to see him play.
Oh, I'd watch the game.
Yeah, I might actually go.
You might go?
I haven't been to a Mets game in forever, but I actually probably would go to see.
Okay.
Are you in or are you out?
Let's get this last one here, Teak. UFC superstar Conor McGregor's had multiple run-ins with the law, including his assault on a UFC bus at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. You and I talked a lot about that last year. Last night, Conor was arrested again in Miami for snatching a cell phone. Conor, lighten up, buddy. I guess the way it was going, he was leaving the club right around 5 a.m. Somebody wanted to take his picture. Conor didn't like it. He took the phone. He smashed it on the ground. And then he left with many of the pieces here.
Yeah.
So McGregor's been charged with two felonies for the incident, but completed his probation just recently, last week, for the Barclays attack. So just as that expires, he gets pinched again. In or out, McGregor's actions in this latest arrest are not a big deal.
Out of bounds, man. This is a big deal. You can't continually run afoul of the law as a superstar in the UFC. Look, they're not going to do anything to him. They're going to let him continue if he wants to fight. I don't know when. Is he fighting again?
I don't know what his story
they've
is.
Talked about they've it talked with, about Cowboy it. Cowboy Cerrone sometime in the next few months, but yeah. not yet.
Well, he better get in the ring soon, because if not, he's going to be in jail.
I know, right? So, out of bounds. This is a big deal, man.
I agree with you.
You can't just keep messing around and doing stupid stuff like this.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, you know, listen, there's parts of our society that seem a little lawless, but to co-sign this as inbounds would be co-signing a lawless environment.
Agreed.
Like a society without rules.
Hold on. Sam's just like trying to defend
him. What is he saying? Sam, open up the mic. Go ahead, say it.
This is this guy's property.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. He's drunk coming from a bar. Some guy's got a camera in his phone. He grabs the phone. He throws it on the ground. He breaks it. Whatever. Who cares?
And my homeboys do too. Oh, that's 6 in the morning. 5 in the morning? What'd you say?
5 in the morning. Fountain Blue, Miami.
Wait.
He grabbed his phone. He threw it on the ground. He broke it. Fine. Buy the guy a new phone. 2 felonies for breaking the guy's phone?
He might have had some great pictures.
He didn't hit the guy. He didn't push the guy.
Dude, he's in Miami.
Guy has no injuries.
Samter.
He grabbed the phone, he broke it.
He had a great night, week in South Beach. There were some unbelievable shots on that camera that he didn't upload in the cloud, and he didn't back up on his computer. They're lost forever. Those memories are gone.
Listen, upload everything to the cloud. Then you don't have to worry about any of this junk anymore.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't want somebody to see it.
Once you upload these. You're so wrong, Mike. It does seem a little overly punitive. It seems when you trivialize it, oh, he took the fight, threw it down. But you can't do that. There's rules.
Nice phone,
it's property.
Man.
Come on.
And he destroyed it. Didn't just take
it. Buy him a new phone. Take him to a fight.
Here's the other thing. You know, phones are, you know, when you trade them in, you get obviously a discount. You get a rebate. But if you go and buy a phone, like if never had an iPhone. And let's face it. If there's anybody who's never had an iPhone, it's probably Ack.
True.
But if he just went to buy one tomorrow, Samter, like a good phone. It's like $800.
I know.
I mean, so some of them could be $1,000.
They fool you with how they wrap it into the payments.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They fool you.
Of course they fool you.
That phone is expensive as hell.
We're idiots. Of course we fall for it. Got to click away. But, you got to protect people. This is so easily out of bounds.
It's basically he destroyed his computer. If it was his computer that he just took out of his house and threw it on the ground and stomped on it, would you be okay with this? No, you wouldn't.
He went into his house and took it. It's different.
That's a little different.
If I'm carrying my computer in my hand and someone knocks it out of my hand,
and entering,
it's a little bit different.
That's grand larceny maybe on some level. A little different, but I appreciate the effort for the analogy.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
All right.
Yes, he's going to break into your house and take your, flat screen, Samter, and kick your dog. And then you'll feel like it's a big deal, won't you?
And by the way, it to me, the older you get, the later that you stay up, it gets depressing.
I agree.
Like, who the hell wants to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning?
No, I think about that, and I'm like,
no, that's so incredibly unappealing.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's one thing if I'm up and I just can't sleep, and Jen's next, and I got SportsCenter on, or I'm messing around on Netflix. But to be out like that late, I probably say like I'm 90 right now, but that just is not very appealing. I'm sorry.
Agreed.
What'd you say?
He's 30.
I'm not.
I think like 35 is kind of like that cutoff where you.
Yeah, I got you. 30 is a little different, to be fair to him. I'm just saying me.
D-cell's like, I'm in bed by 9.
D-cell. Axe, how's the hands? Let's go. Oh.
You bounced it.
Gotta catch that axe.
It ricocheted off the mic stand.
Hey, sometimes they hit a pebble. How do you think they feel in the Dominican Republic? That's how they get so good.
It's true.
Honestly, hits a pebble.
But then it had no lift off the mic stand. It died.
Let's get the update from Mac. We've got football at the 40s after that. We'll get back to Westbrook, get the call. Hey, Wally Zerbiak coming up third hour as well. 855-212-4227. The Ackman, the update. Two of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world put their perfect records on the line. Spence Jr. versus Garcia coming up this Saturday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view. Order now. All right, back here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 206. The free agent frenzy is still going on. Nothing on Le'Veon Bell yet. Let's see. Besides Bell, before we get to football at the 40s, who is the second biggest name on the market right now? Who am I missing here? Let's see.
Free agent trackers. Earl Thomas, maybe?
Yeah, Earl's there. Earl. And Ndamukong Suh?
Ndamukong Suh hasn't signed yet. He wants to have more than a one-year deal. That's why. So Earl Thomas, Le'Veon Bell.
And you get to that second tier of the Golden Tates.
Yep.
Who I think could fit in nicely somewhere. He's not a tier one guy, obviously, yep. But
Tevin Coleman is also out there.
Not a tier one guy, but obviously pretty good. We mentioned him before.
Mark Ingram still is unsigned. BT.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a little bit of wear on him. 29 years old.
Mm-hmm. Suspension. Yeah. Ironically, the suspension may help him.
And you're right, because he missed four games last year.
Missed four games.
Right.
Not as much tread on the tires there. I am curious to see what the Bears do. What they did with the, you know, the restructuring of Khalil Mack's contract gives them, you know, a theoretical window to maybe pursue Le'Veon Bell. That's what a lot of people think could happen.
You're right.
But it looks like the Colts are out. The Jets issued a time frame we need to know by X amount.
Mm-hmm.
So he is the big name out there, but still a lot of big fish to reel in to help with many rosters. Ready for football at the 40s? Sophia and I, what's going on here?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
40-yard kick, right hash mark.
40 yards on the return.
A 40-yard touchdown.
40 yards.
You love football. We love football. So we give you football every day. It's Football at the 40 with Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, so how about this stat? One of two players, along with Carolina's Luke Kuechly, to record at least 500 tackles, 8 sacks, and 8 picks since 2014. The other? Mm-hmm. That would be former Raven Mr. Mosley, who is now with the New York Jets for $85 million.
Yeah.
Give me a letter grade on this deal. B plus?
It's probably a B, only because of the division. I'm thinking about the teams that they're playing, right? Because it's all about, let's think about the division first. The Pats don't run the ball down your throat, right? It's all dink and dunk and West Coast you to death.
Yep.
The Dolphins, I have no idea, but I'm assuming it's going to be similar to the Patriots because it's the head coach is from the Patriots. The offensive coordinator was a quarterback coach with the Patriots. And then the Bills, it's non-conventional because Josh Allen is kind of just he's figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say a B. I think he can be impactful, but I don't know if teams are going to run and test his strengths enough for us to say, man, this was a home run, you know, signing for them. For $51 million guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously really good, but anytime, this has to give you a little pause here in this sense. Not much, because again, I really like it, but when the Ravens let somebody go, and I know Ozzie Newsome's no longer there, but when the Ravens do something, they generally do the right thing.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
especially
so,
on that side of the ball.
True. We'll see. He's a Jet, though, and I think he's going to be a good one. This guy was a Jet, at least for a couple of hours, I guess. Anthony Barr, stiff arms the Jets, going to stay with the Vikings. Listen, I think it would have worked out well for Greg Williams. You know, I think they would have deployed him differently, more of an edge rusher, more what he did at UCLA.
Yeah.
But he fits with the Vikings. They're a good team. His heart pulled him back home. I got no problem with this.
I don't either. They gave him, obviously, they drafted him. Remember, we talked to him when he came. He came here, right?
That Subway sandwich that looked like his face.
Oh, it was odd.
It was the weirdest. Remember that? That was crazy.
That was odd. But anyways.
And we were asked about his teammate, Brett Hundley.
Yeah.
Because there was a thought Brett Hundley might be a top 10 pick the next year. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he was kind of lukewarm in his assessment of his former teammate. He was right.
He was right, especially at least as an NFL player.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't begrudge Anthony Barr. This is the problem with this tampering period, is that it makes it forces you as a team to do a deal, and then you move on from it when it's actually not real. And that can get you in trouble. It doesn't happen often.
No.
But every now and then it does.
But it should never happen. Because it can really take the best laid plans and throw me the incinerator for any team. I mean, because think about it. Anthony Barr is one of the prominent names on the market. And, you know, even if it's only a 7 or 8 hour window, and it was a little bit more than that, but roughly 7 or 8 hours where you think you have his services, you move on to the next target. Other teams do that. They start to address other areas of vulnerability. They start looking at, you know, their depth chart and what they need and pursue other guys. And they assume that Anthony Barr, click, that's taken care of, check mark. And it's not. So they're going to be hustling and scrapping. And I don't think this should happen to any team. I don't think you should do months of work in anticipation of free agency and then have 2 days that are not really defined properly ruin, possibly derail all of that work.
Because they don't need it. They don't need to do that.
Yeah, why do they do it?
Is it to generate
headlines and keep themselves in the news? Probably.
It makes no sense.
Well, like, what's the benefit to the NFL to that outside of us talking about them for another 2 days?
We're going to talk about it regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How about this? The Patriots, a little bit of a surprising move. They're going to keep wide receiver Josh Gordon, suspended wide receiver Josh Gordon for the 2019 season. This is from Ben Volin of the Boston Globe. So they basically placed the second round tender on Josh Gordon Pretty surprising move.
Yeah.
Pretty surprising move.
I think in the short time that he was there, they saw how good he is. Now, we've known this. Everybody's known this. If you just watch football from afar, Josh Gordon is a difference maker. When he plays a full slate of games, he can be a beast. And so this is a potential thing. This is a calculated risk that the New England Patriots are taking, and I don't mind it. I think, honestly, it keeps a good head on Josh Gordon as he's facing another suspension. So he's not feeling like he's thrown to the wind like he was in some of his suspensions in Cleveland.
Yeah, he's obviously had a lot of issues, a lot of demons that he's still battling. Didn't play in an NFL game for 2015, 2016, and much of 17. Of course, he returned at that point. Suspended for 10 games back in 2014, later suspended for week 17 of the 2014 season by the Browns. So, you know, he's been all over the map. And last year he had a suspension, of course, then he wound up playing. And then the Pats picked him up, and he looked pretty good. As Tiki said, he fit in well. I think he's a hard worker. I know he's a smart kid. I think he's a deep thinker. He just needs to conquer these demons. Otherwise, his life is going to be destroyed irreparably. Yeah. It's sad. T-Suggs, little T-Sizzle. Linebacker T-Suggs, a long time to face the Ravens defense. One-year contract, roughly $7 million for the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, whatever. I mean, Cardinals? Good luck. I don't really have much to say about this one.
I mean, you could go to the Rams or the Raiders. You want to go out west, fine, but the Cardinals? The 49ers, maybe? Everybody else out west could have used you. Seattle, you couldn't fit it. The Cardinals?
Hey, good luck.
And again, going back to his roots, I get it, and don't begrudge a man for wanting to finish up where he started, so to speak, but that is an odd fit for a team that is nowhere ready to win, seemingly.
That's why it doesn't make any sense.
I hear
you. Because he could still play a little bit.
All right, we hit on this before. Comes up again. Jeff Howe of The Athletic reports that the Giants still involved in trade discussions around the OBJ. His colleague Michael Lombardi took things a bit further, reporting that one NFL team is convinced the Giants would trade the star wideout for the right offer. Here's Lombardi's tweet. Just talked to a team that's convinced if somebody makes the Giants the right offer, Beckham will be traded, and Beckham has a very short list of where he wants to go. I'm going to put my partner on the spot, former Giants star. Yes or no? Is he on the Giants on opening day?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. Do you want to expound on that?
I was going to say, it's tough for them to trade him.
Understand.
One, because he's a great player. Two, because it's $16 million immediately forwarded to their current cap, which puts them only $6 or $7 million over the salary cap before they even had the draft. So,
just for the record, still going to say yes, just for the record?
Say yeah, he's going to be there.
Still going to say no. We could do that dance all day if we want, go in circles. How about this? This is a dance the Packers haven't really engaged in too often. Free agent frenzy.
Yeah.
Three high-end, high-priced defensive players. Can you imagine if they ever swung a deal for like Odell Beckham Jr. or if they do a little something wacky and they get some star receiver? I don't know if they're going to, but we know that their defense is significantly better. They've got Za'Darius Smith, formerly the Ravens, good pass rusher.
Yep.
They got the Bears safety, Amos. They're making moves.
I
got
to tell you, it's you never see this. Remember, who did they sign? Tight end. Oh, I'm going to forget his name. Formerly of the Saints. And it was like, man, they did a free agent acquisition for Aaron Rodgers. Why can't I remember his name? Yeah, Kit Graham, exactly. Jimmy Graham. And they never done this for some reason.
I don't know why.
But when you have voids like the Packers have had, and you can't draft enough, especially on the defensive side, you have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that they're taking a philosophy of filling holes that they can't find otherwise in free agency and spending some of that money.
It's been a catch-22 for them, and I like to see them. You know, you have to try to max out what remains. And there's probably 3 years of great Aaron Rodgers left. But the catch-22 is, you know, for the most part, they win a ton of games with Rodgers during the regular season, which means they're picking anywhere from 23
You're
to
right.
28-ish or that's, right
that's
in that area.
That's why you can't do it in a draft.
You're not getting a star pass rusher at that point.
No.
You're not getting a shutdown corner, a guy who's going to go top 10. You're not getting that guy. So
they're never bad enough.
Never bad enough. And let's face it, Green Bay is not the most, while the city, the stadium, the aura, the legacy, do athletes want to run to go and live?
Free agency?
I mean, the word on the street is no, and I understand why. I get it. So this is a little bit of a change of culture. I think it's a good one for the Packers. Good stuff on their end.
That was Football at the 40 with Tiki and Tierney on CBS Sports Radio.
See, real quick on this. I am surprised T. Teddy Bridgewater staying with the Saints.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I think it's because he's
got to play football.
Well, I think he loves the system that's there and the potential to be the guy when Drew Brees hangs it up. It's got to be coming.
I mean, that's rolling the dice.
It very much is rolling the dice.
That's a dangerous roll.
And it's also assuming that Sean Payton.
That's what I was just going to say.
Is going to stay there after Drew is done. And it's dangerous. Because there's places where he could go.
Miami wanted him.
And probably be the presumptive starter going into the season.
It always sounds like I'm taking a shot. If Bridgewater was starting instead of Eli this year, the Giants would be a better football team. That's just my opinion. Like, I believe that there are teams where the Jaguars, I would probably rather have Teddy Bridgewater over Nick Foles for $50 million guaranteed. You know?
You wouldn't have to give him 50.
That's what I'm saying. But he's got to get back on the field and play. He's got to start getting reps again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.